Riley, my dear one, I want to tell you thank you so much for getting this far in the process of cleaning the kitchen. Well done. I know that you've worked hard. Let's go ahead and take a look at the three things that you need to make sure are finished before the kitchen is complete. The first thing that you need to do is to make sure that you have cleaned off all of the flat surfaces in the kitchen. That includes the area around the sink, the area around the island or the stove in the middle, and the kitchen table. Go ahead and pause this recording and make sure that those three areas are completely cleared off. Do that now. Welcome back, Riley. The next thing that you need to do is you need to get a warm washcloth with a little bit of soap, and you need to make sure that those countertops are washed off. The area around the sink, the area around the stove, and the area around and on top of the kitchen table. Make sure that you scrub them down so they're nice and clean. Go ahead and push pause and do that now. Welcome back. The third thing that you need to do to make sure that the kitchen is clean is to clean out the kitchen sink. This is the most important part of the whole process. We are going to have a nice, shiny sink. The way that you're going to do that is you're going to make sure there's no garbage or food or dishes inside the sink. Get all of that cleaned out and put away. The second thing is to get a little bit of soap in that same washcloth you used earlier. Put some elbow grease into it. I know you're a tough kid. And go ahead and clean around the lip of the sink, the inside of the sink, and the faucets. Press pause and do that now. Welcome back, Riley. We've taken some pictures and posted them of what a clean kitchen looks like. So look at the three areas that we took pictures of. The area around the sink. Look at that picture. Does it look like the picture? The second area is the area around the stove. Go ahead and take a look at that picture. Does it match what you've done? And the kitchen table. Go ahead and take a look at that picture. Anytime that you want to make sure that you've done a good job on the kitchen is to take a look at those pictures to make sure the kitchen looks exactly like it did that day that we did a phenomenal job cleaning the kitchen. I want to acknowledge you for a job well done, Riley. Thank you so much for your help. It really helps our family out, and it helps Mom and Dad especially when you do your chores without whining with a cheerful heart. We love you very, very much. Come find me, give me a great big hug, take me by the hand, bring me into the kitchen, and we'll take a look at the job that you did today. Well done, Riley. Love ya. Bye.